Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses someone who's planting his field, and in the large volumes of seeds that he's planting, it was very common that there was a minority of other seeds that happened to get mixed in with the seeds. So, Midaraisa, on a biblical level, we say that the minority is batal b'rov. It becomes insignificant, null and void in the vast majority of the other seed. But Midarabanan, rabbinically, they were makpid. They were concerned with this small mixture, and the mission over here discusses to what level, what were the limits of how much the minority seed could be mixed in with this larger amount of other seeds to pose a problem of kilayim. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph, Kol sa sheyesh ba roiva mimin acher yimayet. Any sa is a large volume of seeds, that's the majority seed. Sheyesh ba roiva, it has a quarter of a kav. Mimin acher, from another type of seed that poses a kilayim of issue, yimayet, he has to lessen the amount of the minority. So a sa, it's the ratio is one sa per quarter kav. There's six kav in every sah, and over here we're comparing quarter kavs. So for every six kav, there's going to be 24 quarter kavs. One quarter kav for every sah, in other words, is 1/24. So if the minority is 1/24 of the majority seed, then that's too much. It already looks like it was intentional, this mixture, and the Rabbanan require him to lessen the amount of the minority seed. Rabbi Yasi says, Yavar, once he reaches this 1/24 ratio, it's not enough just to lessen the amount of the minority, but he actually has to remove entirely the amount of the minority. And this is because if he starts removing it and then he stops and he leaves behind some of the minority seeds, it looks like it's intentional and he wants that the seed should be there, and then it's going to pose a problem of such a mixture. The Mishnah now lists three opinions. If the minority seed over here, that's 1/24, that causes the issue, if that has to be made up of one species of minority seed, or even multiple species of minority seeds can combine to that 1/24 shear, that 1/24 limit. So the Mishnah says, it brings the first opinion, the Tanakama. Bein mi min echad, bein mi shnei minin. Whether this 1/24, this quarter kav, of the minority seed is from one min, one species, or whether it's from two species, multiple species will combine of seeds to make up a minority that will poses a kalayim issue with the majority seed here. Reb Shimon says, Lo amru el mimin achad. Only when you have a quarter kav from one species, then it's an issue. But if you have an eighth of a kav from one species, another eighth of a kav from a different species, together with a full saw of a third species, so then it's not going to pose a problem because the two eighths of a kav are not going to combine to a quarter and pose an issue. The chachamim are a third opinion, and they say it depends. Kol shehu kilayim basal, any species that is a species that creates kilayim with the sa, with the large amount of seed here, then mitzta'af l'reva, anything that would pose an issue of kilayim will combine. So we've mentioned previously in the first parak that there's certain different species that are similar enough that they don't pose the issue of kilayim, whereas others are not similar and they do pose the issue of kilayim. So if you have a mixture of, let's say, three species, one of them is the majority, and then you have two minorities that together make up a quarter of a kav, but one of those two minorities is a species that's similar enough to the majority seed here, that it halakhically never poses an issue of kalayim, even if there was they were of equal proportion. So then that species is not going to combine with the other minority species that is kalayim with the large amount, and therefore you won't meet the shear of a quarter kaf. But if the two minorities were both species that were kalayim to the majority seed, then they would combine to make the shear quarter kav and oppose the issue of kilayim. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, and it says, "Bamed dvar memur." When was it said that the shear is a quarter of a kav? The quarter of a kav was the shear that was set that when the minority is of that amount, it needs to either be lessened or removed, according to the two opinions in the first Mishnah. So when was that said? Regarding which types of seeds? So it's the Mishnah says that's tvua b'tvua, when it's grain that's mixed with grain, or kitnius bekitnius. Kitnius is referring to beans or seeds that are mixed with each other. Or even tvua bekitnius, bekitnius betvua, some sort of mixture with majority grains with bean seeds, or bean seeds mixed with grains. Either one of these mixtures, the minority, the shear for the minority is a quarter of a kav. But be'emes amru, however, in truth they said, and this, the word be'emes, in truth, implies that this is something that's agreed upon by all. There's no one that disagrees on this halacha. However, it was said that regarding zeroine gina, seeds of garden plants, she'enem nachon, that these seeds are not eaten. So certain seeds, they wouldn't eat the seeds, but they'd plant them to get the plant, such as root vegetables, like onions, radishes. These things, the seeds were just to plant the plant, and they would eat the vegetables. So here, these garden plants, they have a different shear. It's not a quarter of a kav. Rather, mitzdarfim, they combine to a shear of achad me'esrim varba, 1/24th, b'neifel abeisa, which would be planted, 1/24th of the amount that would be planted in a beisa. So when it came to the other grains and seeds, that shear was a quarter of a kav. But over here, the amount that was normally planted in a beisa of garden vegetables was not a quarter of a kav, but rather was significantly less. And this is because these garden vegetables, the plants would grow much wider, and the seeds were very small. So a much smaller volume of seeds would fill up the same amount of space. A sa is a space that is 50 amos by 50 amos. And when you're planting small seeds that grow to very wide plants, you need less volume seeds to plant. Whereas the grains and the bean seeds, they generally were smaller plants and bigger beans and seeds. And so a smaller volume of seeds were planted. So over here, it was not going to be a quarter of a kav, but rather a much smaller, really 25% of that, a much smaller amount was planted generally, and a much smaller amount had a significant amount that would pose a problem of kilayim. And this is because after it would grow, these plants would take up much more space, and it would be noticeably visible the amount of this minority seed that was planted here, because these plants grew much larger. And so 1/24th of what was planted normally in a 50 by 50 amos space would pose a problem of kilayim to the minority, and this was significantly smaller than the quarter kaf. Reb Shimon says, Kishem Shamru Lahakmir, just like they said this halacha of 1/24th of what's normally planted, they said it Lahakmir to be stringent. And by the garden vegetables, it was a stringency because it posed the issue of kilayim with a minority amount of much smaller than a quarter kaf. So just like they said it to be strict, Kach Amru L'Hakol, they also said it to be lenient regarding pishtun. Ha-pishtun, flax seed, when it's mixed with tvua, mitztarefes echem me'esrim arba, it's also going to combine with 1/24th, b'neifel l'beisa, 1/24th of what's normally planted in a beisa, which is 50 amos by 50 amos. And the pishtun, there the ratios were different. Pishtun, the flax seeds that they planted, they planted three times the amount of flax seeds in the same space that they would plant the regular grains. And so the 1/24th shear is not a quarter kav, and it's not smaller. Rather, it's three times one and a half. That's three quarters of a kav. Sorry, three quarters of a kav would be the 1/24th shear of the minority of flax seeds in grain. And that becomes a leniency, because then the minority can be of a greater volume, up to three-quarter kav, until it poses an issue of kilayim.